on the bottom of the Samach Dalar on the base. Omer of Sheshis Mishum Reb Elazar ben Azaria Yochal Ani Lifteres Kol Olam Kulo Min Adin Yom Shechor Beis Hamikdash Ve'Rachshav. So Reb Sheshis said in the name of Reb Elazar ben Azaria that I have a defense for the whole world. It's all of Klal Yisrael, really. You can hear that Klal Yisrael is considered the whole world. See in a second. That from the time that Beis Hamikdash was destroyed till now, that there no shouldn't be any din against any Jew. Shenemar, l'chein shimi nazos ani avishikoris v'lo miyayin. Because everybody's considered drunk. All the tzoris that exist in Galus make a person drunk, not from wine, but in a state of diminished ability to function. Rashi, yocholni liftor liton al kol Yisrael l'knakodesh baruch hu. Dover sheyiftru kula midinan la'asid lava. I have a taina that can pater all Jews from their din lasid lava. Shehen shikorim ve'ein nisbasim al avona. They're shikur and therefore they're not responsible. Meisvei shikur mikhu mekach umem karu memkar over averish yesh b'misa memisin oso malkus malkin oso kol oso dover hariyuk be careful. All the words, it's not true. A shikur is responsible for his actions. And he is considered, even for Mises Beis Din, if he does an Avera that involves Mises Beis Din, when he's Shikr, and he's warned, he's Chayiv Misa, he's Chayiv Malkus, and his sales are sale, he's considered a Pikeach L'chol Dover, considered a normal person, and responsible person for everything. Ela Shepater Minat Tefila. The only thing he's Pater from is Tefila. For that you need an extra special Tzlilus Hadas, and that's not proper to daven when you're Shikr. Samara says, Ma Yecholni Liftar Dekomer. No, maybe Din Tefila. That he's Pater Taka. If anybody, Rashi says, daven without Kavana, not they didn't daven at all, they daven without Kavana, then I could Pater them from the Din. Because Lamaisa to daven with Kavana on that Madrega we're like Shikurim. We're not like Shikurim that it's Tfilos or Toeva. We're only like Shikurim that are like Shasuyim, that the evidence of Tfila. And since a person who's Shasui can wait till he sobers up, so he should wait till he sobers up. But here he's not going to sober up because it's an ongoing thing. So you're allowed to daven, and if you daven without Kavana, there is a justification, because we're in that madrega of shesuya, but we're not what's it called, that drunk that it should be like shikrus or shalot, where you should be putter from anything else. So it's a middle madrega. It's not mamish shikr even for tefila, where it's a toeva, and it's not like shasui, and it's surely not shikrus or shalot, which would putter a person from other things. She nidin tefila. If Lashid Lavo, a person will be judged for not davening with Kavana, I have a justification for that, a taina, a defense. This halacha, that a shikr is considered Pikeach l'chol dover, except for tefillah, is only if he hasn't reached the shikrus of lo, where he mamish doesn't know what's going on. Aval higiel shikrus or shalot potter miklum. But a person who does things when he's shikr like lot, then he's potter from everything. Lot learned the same thing. He wasn't chayiv for living with his daughters because he didn't know what was going on, even though lot was a ben noach and it could be there was no isra anyway. But l'maisa he's potter miklum. Rashi, no Rashi. Next, Omer of Chanina, Kol Hamatik Mogging, B'Shas Gaiva, Sogrim B'Chos Mitzoros Ba'ado. A person who, the way Rashi learns Matik Mogging, Hamadr Tfilas Mogging Avram, Sheinu Omra. He doesn't daven Shmone Esrei. And since the Iker of Shmone Esrei is the first bracha, either because it's the first one, or because it's the one that you have to have Kavana in, so it speaks about Tfilah and represents it by Mogging Avram. So a person who doesn't daven, b'shas gaiva, b'shas shikrus, eino misbal, he doesn't daven when he's drunk, sogrim v'chos min tzoris ba'ado, shelo yavo alav, so they close up tzoris from reaching him. It's a good thing. He's what's it called? He doesn't daven when he's drunk, he holds himself back, so he is saved from tzoris. שנאמר גייבה אפיקי מגונים שגור חוסיין צור. Gaiva, Thike Megonim, Skor Hosein Tzor. So that's how the Pasuk is. Person who is my Mashur, the High Athik, Lishan Davurehu. So the word Athik has the connotation of what's it called, Avura, that you desist from doing it. Right? What's the word? Yeah, you desist. What's it called? You don't do it. How do you know Athik? And then that's how the Pasuk would have to be learned. Gaiva Athike Megonim, the person's in a matzav of Shikris, which is Gaiva. And Athike Megonim, he refuses to daven, or he desists from davening. So Athike means to desist. Where do we see the word Athik can mean to desist? Yachsiv Achai Bogdu Kemonachal Ke Athik Necholim Ya'avoru. Okay. So, Athik over here means Achai Bogdu, right? My brothers were treacherous. They rebelled, like a Nathik Ka'athik Necholim, like a Nachal which holds back its water, Yavod. So you see that that the words of the world Athik can mean to hold back. Okay, yeah, to hold back, to desist. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Kol She'eno Mathik Itmar. You should have to learn the pasuk differently. Kol She'eno Mathik. Somebody who doesn't daven, but Mathik has a different meaning. Mathik doesn't mean to hold back. Mathik means to do. And he doesn't do the tefillah. That's what Kol She'eno Mathik Itmar. My mashma the high Mathik listen to Gluye. According to this, Mathik has the opposite meaning. Mathik means to uncover, to reveal. And here the person is not revealing his tefillah. Same idea. Person who doesn't daven. The question is, do you learn the pasuk Athik, meaning that means not to do? Or Athik means to do, but the pasuk tends to say that he doesn't do what normally he would do. You saw Athike Mayim, which uncovered the foundations of the world. So you see the word Athike Mayim is uncovered waters. Rashi, Athike Mayim, Giluye Hayam. Place where the sea is uncovered. Kedesiva Yiglu Mostos. You take away the sea and you see the seabed, the foundations of the world. So one learns the word Mathik means to take away. And therefore, Ma'athik means he takes away his tefillah. And the other one learns Ma'athik means to uncover. And he doesn't uncover his tefillah. Okay? But the end result is that whichever way you learn the pasuk, the result is the same. That a person who doesn't daven when he's drunk gets saved from tzaras. Versus michti. Kroy mashma bein lamar bein lamar. May binai. What difference does it make which way you learn the pasuk? Bottom line is it's saying the same thing. Ikbinayu derav sheshes. No, there's a halachic difference between them. Whether avure, what's it called, or giluye, whether athik means to desist, or it means not to uncover. Beikbinayu derav sheshes. Derav sheshes moser shinse l'shame. Derav sheshes, when he was drunk, would lie down, and he would tell his shamas, when you think that I'm already sober, wake me up to daven. Mar isle Rav Sheshes or Mar lesser Rav Sheshes. One of them holds a Rav Sheshes, that's enough, that even if you're woken up, you can daven, even if you haven't slept it off as much as naturally you would sleep until you wake up naturally. And the other one doesn't hold a Rav Sheshes. We'll see in one second how Rashi learns. Moser shin sel shame. Omer lo hanicheni lishol ma'at. He told his shamas, let me sleep a little bit, so I'll sleep off the drunkenness. Shiagiyas man tefila hakitseini. When it's time for davening, wake me up. Rabbi Chanina do omer avure boy less later of sheshes. Rabbi Chanina holds that a person has to desist from davening. That's much more intense than just not, revealing your davening. Right? One is more active and one is more passive. So if you actively have to desist from davening, that means until you're naturally ready
to sleep it off, you can't daven. And the other one holds no, that all you have to do is not daven normally. But if you sleep a little bit and you let your shamus wake you up, that's good enough. That's how Rashi learns. The Rach over here learns is not talking about drunkenness. It's talking about, is it better to face your Yetzer Hara or to desist from it? It's a good idea whenever you have a Yetzer Hara to go to sleep. And what's it called? That way the Yetzer Hara won't bother you. Or is it good to Adarabba to keep up and to fight the Yetzer Hara? The Rambam Shmuel Prokin. Is it better for a person to have a Yetzer Hara, fight with his Yetzer Hara? Or is it better people who don't have that fight, who Adarabba are accustomed to doing good and they never have the fight? That's L'chora the Shiloh over here. And with Rav Sheshes, he told his Shamas, let me sleep a little bit and then get up. And the other one holds, no, Adarabba person has a Yetzer Hara, he shouldn't confront it, he should just sleep it off. Okay, let's go on. Omar Avchia Barashi, Omar Rav. Kol she'ein daito miyushevas olad al yispalo. If a person doesn't have a clear mind, he shouldn't daven. Mishum she'nemar batsar al yora. Right? So the Rashi says batsar al yora. Bodak yakrav mikra zeh. The Eino Becholak Sudin, the Shemba Besefer Ben Siro. Rashi said, I looked for this pasuk, I couldn't find it. It's not anywhere in Tanakh. And maybe it's in Sefer Ben Siro. And even though Sefer Ben Siro is from Sefer Svarim Achitzonim, which the Mishnah says that's Ein Lochelik Lom Haba, if you Kori Besefer Svarim Achitzonim. So the Ritva there explains that that's only if you make the Svarim Achitzonim to take the place of Torah. You spend your Iker time learning those things. But to look into them, right, not to make him the Iker, is Mutter. And the Rabbeinu Hananel says a different pasuk. Hayaro Shuecha Lo Bitzar. Right? Shuecha is your davening, Shavecha, and not in the time of Tsar, not when you're Torud because of Tsaris. And the Chazal shortened the pasuk and said a little bit differently. And it's like a Kavachomer. If Horoah, which doesn't need such a clear mind. You don't need such kavana when you pass in a shayla. You're not allowed to do bitzar, kol shekein you can't daven. So it doesn't mean over here, first of all, they say that that's only in their time when they used to daven with tremendous kavana. So if you couldn't daven with kavana, it's better not to daven. Others say that it's not talking about the regular davenings. The regular davenings, you have to daven, whether you daven with kavana or you don't daven with kavana. As long as you mechaven minimal, you have to daven. But it's talking about davening a tefillah in the dove. To daven a voluntary tefillah, and you can't be mechaven, then better not to do it. So when your das is not salula, you can't daven voluntary tefillahs. Rabbi Chanina b'yom de rosak lo matzli.
How do you translate
with tzaris? When a person has tzaris and his mind is not clear, not settled. So Rabbi Chanina, on the day that he got angry, he didn't daven, because it upset his Yishuv Hadas, and he wasn't able to mechaven completely. Omar Batsar al Yore, when a person has tzaris, he can't daven, when his mind isn't settled. See, Mar Ukva b'yom d'shusav avinothik lebedina. Mar Ukva, on a cloudy day, didn't go to the Beis Din to Paschim. The reason is because in order to pass in Shilas, you need also a clear mind, as clear as a day when the north wind blows. It's a nice, clear day. And others learn, the Rashi Lashi learns, is that it's not comparing how much clear clarity you need to a clear day, but only on a clear day can you pass him? Because when it's not clear, your mind is also not clear. You're affected by what you see around you. Rashi, Silusa, Das Tzlula. You need a clear mind. Yom Yishusa, Ruach Dromis Menasheves Bo, the Chazaka. On a day when there was a strong south wind, So it was a stormy day, he didn't pass in Shilas, because he wasn't able to have a clear mind. Silusa das slula, because you need a clear mind. Vyoma di istana, kemishin ashevis ruach tzonis. On the other hand, when the north wind blows, yom orahu, it's a lighted day. The noach lechol, and it's a clear and pleasant day. Tamrim v'yavonis perikah aro, if neim alomoli yisoba midbar, neishol noshol ruach tzonis. The reason they didn't have a brisen in the midbar is because the whole 40 years they didn't have a north wind that blew. But in the day when the south wind is blowing, it's a stormy day, right? Lo misukrinan day. The lo misukrinan day. Misukarinan day. It's not a, what's it called? You don't make a bris mila because it's what's it called? It's not a healthy atmosphere. Omer Abaye, I omrili ein, korif kutcha lo tanoi. Abaye said, if my mother, which means his nursemaid, would say to me, pass the mayonnaise, right, the kutach, right, that would upset me enough I couldn't learn. And Rashi said, doesn't mean he couldn't learn at all, but he wouldn't be able to learn with the same intensity that he could have learned had he had not had that disruption. They were so focused that any little disruption already interfered with their learning. We're not focused at all, so we're like after all the disruptions, so it doesn't make any difference to us. But they were so focused that any little thing already disrupted them. Something that's exact, any little thing pushes it off. If something's not so exact, nothing pushes it off. Rashi, Korev Kuska, Afilu Tzivoy Avoda Kala, Chayesim of Atelesosek. The smallest disruption, telling me to pass the mayonnaise, right, that would mevatel me from learning. Lo Tanoi, Lo Hoisi Shon Nekemoshi Shonisi. I wouldn't be able to learn with the same potential that I would have had I not had this disruption. Not that he stopped learning because of that. Omar Rava, I Karchat and Kina Lo Tanoi. If I got bitten by a louse, also I wasn't able to learn with the same intensity that I could have learned had not that happened. Marbere de Ravina of the Leime Zion Money the Zion Yomi. Because of that, Marbere de Ravina, his mother made him seven different outfits for each of the days of the week. And the reason was that he shouldn't get kinim and it shouldn't disturb his learning. Since we had clean clothes every day. Omer of Yehuda lo ivri lelya el lishinsa. Yehuda said that night was created for sleep. Amr Rishim ben Lakish, lo ivri siyara ela legirsa. Rishim ben Lakish said the moon was created to learn by. So, the Chor is a stira here, because the moon is only at night. So some say that on moonless nights, go to sleep. When there's a moon, then stay up and learn by the moonlight. The Marsha says that originally the sun and the moon both were in the daytime. There was nothing at night. And therefore it was pitch black at night, so night originally was made to sleep, because you couldn't learn, right? Unless it was artificial light. On the other hand, when the moon was mekatrig, and then the moon is at night, the moon was put at night, the people should learn at night. So originally night was created for sleep, but when the moon was already put in the night, it was made for learning. Others say, very simply, it depends on the person. Some people are night people. They should learn at night. Some people are day people, they should sleep at night. So both are true. The moon was made for the people who can't sleep at night, and the night was made for the people who can't sleep in the daytime. Also, some say that it depends on the time of year. Short nights were made for sleeping. If you don't sleep at least part of the night, you're not going to be able to learn during the daytime either. But long nights were made for learning. Right? Sleep part of the night and learn the rest of the night. Amri le Rabzeira, mechadad and shmeisach. They said to Rabzeira, your Torah is really sharp. Amri lehu diyimominenu. Those are things I learned during the day. You're clearer. Amri le Bartid Rav Chisda. Lo boy mar menem pursa. Rav Chisda used to learn at night. So he was learning even in the short nights or whatever. There was no time to sleep. So his daughter said to him, don't you have to sleep a little bit? Amri lo hashto asu yomi dariche uktine benenem tuva. Days are coming that will be long days for sleeping and short days for doing mitzvahs. In other words, when I'm dead, I have plenty of time to sleep. So now is not the time to sleep. The time to sleep is later on. They go to Beis HaKvaros, everybody's sleeping. Nobody's running around and doing things, so there's plenty of time to sleep then. Rashi. Yuma da'arichei. Yomim shubakever. When he's dead in the grave. Arichei lashon lishon. They're long to sleep. Uktinei lasak b'torah v'mitzvahs. And they're very short for Torah and mitzvahs. Short means not at all. Right, unless could be that says that when somebody says over a Dvar Torah from somebody who's dead, his lips move. So there is some action for Divrei Torah in the Kever too. Okay, but the mitzvahs, l'chora, doesn't fit in. B'neinim tuva v'nishan harbi. At that time, when I'm buried, I'll sleep a lot. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, anan po'alei d'yimomei anon. Right, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok said, we are day workers. Those people who are Talmidei Chachamim have to feel themselves to be day worker. A day worker has to work the full time that he's hired for. Otherwise, he's a ganav. So, too, a person who's, what's it called, learning Torah, has to feel that he's a daytime worker. And he every minute, he's chayiv to do his job. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Yosef Upara. Sometimes Rav Acha bar Yaakov would have a seder in the daytime, and he couldn't keep it up. So he, what's it called, paid it back at night. Rashi, Yosef Upara, Haya Koveyal of Lishnos Kafikach Prakim Biyom. He made up that he would learn such and such amount in the daytime. Vaya Ragalasik Biyom, and he used to learn during the day. He was a day person. Upanish Haya Torah Mizonosa Biyom. Sometimes he got busy making a parnosa during the day. Uparea Kvius Ito Balayla, and he would pay back the Kvius at night. And even though the night is a different, what's it called, different day than the daytime learning. Right? L'chor, Mashmi, he's paid it back afterwards, the next night. But L'chor, the Gabi Karbonos, the Gabi Torah also, right, the night follows the day, not the opposite. And the such way is Birkas HaTorah. You make Birkas HaTorah in the morning, it helps till the next morning, through the night. Right? So, when it comes to Torah, V'ogisavo yom on v'layla, first day and then night, just like by Karbonos. But by other things, dates or whatever, the night comes before the day. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Omer Rav Elazar, Habo min aderech al yispal shloshi yomim. A person who traveled, came home from a trip, his mind is not clear, shouldn't daven for 3 days. Shenemer v'akab seim el hanor habo el achva v'nichne shom v'nichane shom yomim shlosha v'avino ba'am. After 3 days, then I got to Bina. Till then, I couldn't teach the people anything because my mind wasn't clear. So when your mind's not clear, you don't daven. And again, we said either it's talking about a tefillas nedava, or it's talking in their days where people really had kavana, and without that kavana, it wasn't worth davening. Today, our kavana is like them coming home right the first second. So what difference does it make? We're always on the madrig of 3 days after a trip. I think the Kutzker Rebbe saw one of his Talmidim davening, and after davening went over to him, gave him Shalom Aleichem. She said, Rebbe, I wasn't anywhere. He said, during your Shemoneh Esrei, you were over the whole world. Al Yispal Gimel Yom, Shein Daitim Yusheves Alav Nei Torech Haderech, V'nichne Shom Yomim Shlosha, V'hoder V'avina, V'chlal V'ahash V'hav Yibina. He didn't reach the level of being able to teach the people for 3 days after the trip. That's the way of Shmuel's father when he came home from a trip, didn't daven for 3 days. Shmuel was so affected by the smell of alcohol that he couldn't daven in a place where there was beer. Rapapa also was affected by fish smell. He couldn't daven in a place where there was fish. His mind was not miyushav. Rashi, the ispei shechro reyach hashechro mishakroso. He got drunk just from the smell of the beer. The ispei harsno mishum reicho. The smell upset his yishuv hadas. Amrei bechanina kol amafat to biyeno yesh bo midas kono. Rashi hamispat to biyeno shemafaisin osu al dover umisrasa kishetovli bo bayani. Right, that a person is mad at somebody, and when he drinks a little bit, it is enough to make him cordial again and to forgive the person that did something, whatever it was. So a little bit of wine already makes him more cordial. So he has midas kol, no, he's like the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Why should Amar Vayorach Hashem is Reach Nicholach? The Rabbanu Shel Olam smelled the smell of the Karbanos, right? And he already was mochel the world, and he made a shvua not to destroy the world again. So you see that by the Rabbanu Shel Olam, a little thing is mefayisim. So a person who's mefoyis with a little thing, a little drink, is also what's it called, like the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Reach Nicholach, Lamrin Leil, the Reicha Dumya, the Mishtaya. Smelling is like drinking. Cool. He was mispies. The Marshal says, no, usually, in order for a person to forgive somebody else, he has to drink from their wine. They bring him a present, he drinks their wine. Here, a person who's mispata miyenu, he doesn't have to drink the other guy's wine. He drinks his own wine, and he forgives the other person. Then he's like the Rabbanu Shel Olam, because the Rabbanu Shel Olam is mispies from karbanos, which belong to him. He's not giving him anything. Omer Abchia called Mesiashe Biyeno, Yoshmi Das as Ein Tzkein. Rashi, Mesiashe Biyeno, Shisosi Yain, Vein Daito Mitarethes. Person can drink wine and hold down his wine. And his mind doesn't get Mavulbo, but he's able to drink the wine and remain, with a clear mind. So he has within him the Das of Ein Tzkein. Why Yain Nitten by Ein Osios? The Sod Nitten by Ein Osios. Because Yayin equals 70 in Gematria, and Sod equals 70. Nichnas Yayin, Yotze Sod. When the Yayin comes in, the Sod comes out, right? Rashi, Nita Meshivin Osios, Kach Heshbon to be Gematria, Yotze Sod, the Zeho of a low Yotze Sod, though, since this guy didn't become, the Hefker, he could hold in his secrets. His mind was still working perfectly, even though he drank. Shokul, Hukis Sanhedrin, Shalayin. So he is like the Sanhedrin of 70. The Sasema says that when before Rashi, you could learn it the positive way. That when a person drinks wine and he's able to handle it properly, so that his deep ideas come out. Not that the person becomes crazy, just the opposite. He is able to see things much clearer. A little wine, which you're in control of, can bring out the inner ideas that a person couldn't get to without the wine. Wine was created either for Nichum Avelim or to pay Schar for Rishoyim, they should get their Schar in this world. And good wine, or whatever, and that good feeling after you drink the wine, not getting drunk, is good for Nichum Avelim and it's good for Rishoyim to get their Schar in this world. Shenemer Tznu Shecher La'Oved. Om Reb Chanin Bar Apapa, Kol She'en Yayin Nishba Peso Beso K'mayim, Eino Bechlal Bracha. Person or wine isn't spilled in his house like water, he's not in the klal of the bracha. Shenemar U'Beirach Eslach Mechodes Mimecha. Ma Lechem Shenikah Bekesed Meiser, Av Maim Shenikah Bekesed Meiser. He says, the Rebbe Shem will bless your bread and your water. Bread, Lechor, is something that you can buy with Kesed Meiser Sheni, it's food. So water also has to be some kind of water that you could buy with Kesef Meiser Sheni. It has to have some food value. And water is not a food. So you can't buy water with Kesef Meiser Sheni. Since it says Lechem and Mayim in the same pasuk, it's Mayim that's similar to Lechem. So what kind of Mayim is Nikah Kesef Meiser? That's called wine. Wine is the water that has a... they used to drink wine like water. Right? As a beverage. And that was the kind of beverage that's similar to water, quenches your thirst, but it has a food value. The kokori le mayim. And yet, the Torah calls it water. Why? If it's spilled like water, then it's a bracha, and if not, not. It's a rashi. L'shalim bo schar l'rishoyim, shishosim usneichu mekabim l'olam b'chayeyim. They drink, and they're happy, and they get their olam haba in this world. L'ovei bracha. Eino b'chlala bracha. Lo higia l'sof bracha gemura. That's not the final bracha. Unless your house, they spill wine like water, that's not the final bracha. Even if he's rich, that's the sign of you've really made it. Where you're not. Now they say it doesn't mean that you spill the wine on purpose, because that's baltashkas. It means that you're not makbid. You have enough wine that you're not so makbid not to lose a drop. So inevitably it gets spilled by accident. But if you're very, very makbid on it, then it's by choice. The bracha's not in your house that much. The minig of spilling a little bit of the wine by Havdalah comes from here. And some say, therefore, you shouldn't spill it the davka, right? Because that's baltashas. But it means that you should fill up a little bit more, and when you pick it up, it'll spill automatically, and you won't be makbid so much on it. Rashi, shenika bekesef meiser, shemutter lelocho bekesef meiser shein v'shalayim. Hakol nika bekesef meiser, chutz min amayim u'melech. And water and salt are not foods, and therefore you can't buy it with kesef meiser shein. The kipper kol ma'arv, you learned it before. In nishbach v'desho kamayim, havi b'chlav brocha li lo lo. Omra b'loi, b'shloshet dvarim adam nikar. A person, you can tell what kind of person a person is with three things. Koso, how he holds his liquor. The kiso, how he spends his money. Or the kaiso, and how he handles his anger. The amri le'ach b'schako. And others say, even when he's happy, how he handles his joy. Rashi, the koso, in daitum yusheves ala b'yeno. You can tell a person when he drinks, if he can hold the liquor or not. The kiso, kishinosim, inosim, b'neyodem, imben munahuosa. You can tell him how he deals with money. That's a test of a person, if he does it honestly or not. The kaiso, sheno kapten, yosemidai. And if he gets angry easily or not. Some say that this is all going back on a person whose wine is makbid on wine being spilt in his house. So first of all, you see if he's makbid the koso, right? If he's so makbid to make sure that no drops get spilled. And then the kiso, if he doesn't get angry if it's spilled because he loses money. And the kaiso, he doesn't get angry. So all those three things have to do with the spilling of the wine, or not being makbid on spilling the wine. The Marsha says that a person has three realms which he lives in. One is Bein Adam Li'atzmo, the other one is Bein Adam L'makom, and the other one is Bein Adam L'chaveru. So these three things are the test in each of the things. Koso is Bein Adam Li'atzmo, how he can function as an individual. Kiso is how he functions with other human beings. And Kaso is how he functions between himself and the Rabbonu Shalom.